You're listening to episode number 1839 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Today is Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday. And in celebration,
oh no,
thought we'd share some of the top tweets.
Okay.
From Kim Kardashian's butt.
Okay. All right.
All She's right. 40. Uh-huh. Her butt is like, I don't know, 15, right?
It's not 40.
It's not 40, right? So here we go with some of the top tweets from Kim Kardashian's butt.
All right. Let's do it.
Postal Service just gave me my own zip code.
Ba-dum-bum.
40 years old, and I look better than ever. Thanks, implants. Ding, ding, ding.
You know, okay, so if this was her real butt, we wouldn't be doing this.
Another top tweet from Kim Kardashian's butt. I feel like David Letterman. I'm all natural, the same way Kanye is running for president.
Oh, hell.
Here's another one. Gotta go to the doctor for these damn ingrown couch cushions.
Wonder what it's like to sit on them.
I don't know.
What's it like to sit on that?
I don't know. Here's another one. I should be more tired. My family's been riding me to the bank for 15 years. And my favorite, boy, we left J-Lo in our rear view, didn't we? Top tweets from Kim Kardashian's butt.
Now, but see, J-Lo... hers is real.
Well, we think it is. Yeah. Do you think she's had any augmentation, though?
J-Lo? No, I don't.
You think she's all natural?
I do.
We should call A-Rod and ask.
At least from the waist down. I don't know about the waist up.
We should call A-Rod. Hey, A-Rod. Is that thing natural?
Or, but even back in the day when she was doing movies and stuff, it's like, you know, that hasn't changed.
Oh, no, no. I get it. No, I think.
Now, yeah. On Kimmy's little butt.
Well, no, Kim's butt just keeps getting bigger.
Remember the Carl's Jr. chicken salad ad?
I do.
Yeah, it's not the same butt. It wasn't even a butt double.
We didn't even see the whole butt. You know who I'd like to see in a Carl's Jr. ad wearing a monokini, washing a car full of suds and eating a famous star?
I don't know that she'd ever eat one.
No, probably not. And then she'd be lifting weights at the same time. I'm talking about our very own Halle Berry would be great in a Carl's Jr. ad. Oh, yeah. J-Lo in our rear view. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News.
Happy 40th birthday to old Kimmy today.
Well, you know, and really the spark of this whole newscast over the years has actually been Kim. So we've been riding her to the bank, too, for the last 8 years. So.
Fodder here, fodder there, fodder.
But
fodder.
We don't make any money off of this. So
that's right, we don't.
We're not riding anything to any bank.
No.
That's not even my broom. That's not an issue here with your broom. Anyway.
I had a broom. It fell over the other day, and my husband goes, what happened? And I said, I just didn't park it well. She claims that she can make more money from one Instagram post selling merchandise.
Merch.
Or sponsoring items versus filming an entire season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Now, let me add to this. Because of this show, I actually started following Kim Kardashian West some years ago on Instagram. And I won't look at one of her stories because they're as long as an interview with David Letterman. Oh, my God. They're like 40 frames in that thing. It's like, come on.
It's too much.
Every one of them selling something. Every one of them selling something. Well, I don't even look at Instagram now because she's ruined it for me. She's ruined it.
You could unfollow.
I could, huh?
We would not be who we are today without Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Well, that is
and
true.
That's why we continue to share our lives.
Oh, yes. That's why.
And that's what she told David Letterman in a new interview for his Netflix show.
Oh, that's right. She's going to be on his show.
Even if realistically, We can post something on social media and make more than we do a whole season.
Wow.
You know what?
You think that's true?
I know it's her birthday, but shut the front door. I'm in the, I found $5 club. That's on a good,
Listen, here's the deal. You should get yourself a headhunter to help you get in the door over there as like an assistant. You could make a ton of money being their assistant. Well, not Courtney's, because she's the least interesting looking.
Well, she quit.
And she quit, yeah. So you're not going to make any money from court.
Well, first off, I don't qualify on looks.
It doesn't matter about
the looks.
You know, you do your hair, you put on your thing, you push out the girls, and then you go over there and you go like, hi, my name's Morgan, and I'm not a famous radio personality. I'm a radio personality, but I'm trying to change careers, and I would love to be an assistant. I'd like to apply for the assistant job, please.
No, because you know what? I value my time. Of course, I probably could make more from them in 1 year than I do at my day job.
Right.
Well, it's been estimated by BuzzFeed that Kim makes around $4 to $6 million per season.
Per season?
Yep.
I don't think she makes that much off of one Instagram post. I think she exaggerates.
Well, in a 2019 lawsuit, Kimmy said she makes $300,000 to $500,000 for a single Instagram post.
But that was for a lawsuit. You round down.
Yes.
In a lawsuit when it comes to earnings. You're on David Letterman, you round up. Now, per episode.
She says a whole season, though.
Right. So per episode. So maybe that's right. She said per episode, right? I thought she said per season.
She said per season.
Okay. Per episode, she makes more money on a single Instagram post. And she can post more Instagram posts than she can make episodes of the show.
That's true. She can post enough Instagram posts in 1 day.
Yeah, yeah. She could. I mean, if that's true.
To quit her day job.
Well, you need to quit. They work so hard. They get up in the morning. They have to have their hair done just to text.
You know, I guess we're partially to blame. Not as much as Ryan Seacrest. But yesterday we reported that Chris Pratt is...
Oh!
We're going to change topic for a minute.
We're pitching the change up
because
right now.
I'm seeing Ryan Seacrest
here
in my head.
Here comes the
change up.
We're hoping you'll swing.
Okay. According to, at least to Twitter, the worst Hollywood Chris,
yes.
Now, Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Wife Catherine Schwarzenegger Pratt, Robert Downey Jr., and
Uh-oh.
Mark Ruffalo are defending Chris. No.
Oh, of course they are.
So first, Catherine scolded everyone in her reply to the now famous tweet, writing, "Is this really what we need?" She continued.
Oh, God.
"Being mean is so yesterday."
Oh, my God.
You know
really?
What? Go back to your Kennedy compound and shut the front door. But today I look at, you know, I think about how dehydrated my bank account usually is.
Dehydrated.
And how overinflated. Because we're talking about Kim's butt, which is huge.
I got one more tweet for you.
Goodness
from
sakes.
The Kim Kardashian's butt. One more tweet. Ugh. Broke another chair. And with that, it is time for us to take our leave.
Come on now, squeeze me.
We've beat this dead horse. Back tomorrow with more frivolity.
Squeeze you, Dad.
Have a great day. See you tomorrow, Ann.
And that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.